Welcome to the Passion to Profit podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Milne. Join me, an ex-hairdresser turned PR and marketing expert and mum of four, as we dive into the world of women in business. I'm here to help you create a strong business so you can earn more, work less, and enjoy a fulfilling personal life while excelling in your career. Let's get started. Ladies, now this one is for you. At the moment, I'm seeing a huge rise in people's confidence being affected. The rise of imposter syndrome, you're not feeling like you're enough, like you've got enough experience. Maybe you feel you're not showing up enough on social media. Maybe there's a competitor that is nowhere near as much experience as you. Yeah, you know the one that is out there singing from the chandeliers how amazing they are and how much income they're making. And that is making you feel small. We need to work on that. And that is exactly what this lesson is about. We all go there sometimes. I am absolutely guilty of it too. Sometimes I think, wow, why am I not the person doing that? How did they get that amazing client or that amazing contract? Or how are they up on stage and I'm not? And then I have to center myself and bring myself back down to earth and give myself a big kick up the bum, basically. And today we're going to walk through some strategies that are going to help you find your confidence again, because this is going to be really important for you to move forward in your business. No one wants to be surrounded by a negative Nancy. No one wants to be around people that are feeling low. And that is a terrible thing to say. But when we're in business and we're thriving, other people find it. They see it. They're attracted to it. They're empowered by it. So let's talk through some strategies to get you back to that place. And if you're feeling like you're falling back into that lower spot again, come back and re-listen to this episode. This is meant to make you thrive, feel empowered, and regain some of that confidence that you're perhaps lacking or feeling a little bit down about at the moment. So let's dive in. So the first thing I want you to do is stop and look at your achievements. Quite often we don't look back, and we bloody should. Some of the challenges that we've overcome, when we look back at them, we think, how the hell did we get through that moment in time? I know I do. And those challenges are what makes us today. So it might be helpful for you to write a list of 3 or 4 really bloody challenging times in your personal life or in your business that you found solutions and moved past. You could have been at the absolute depth of despair and you've risen up. You've overcome it. So sometimes I do put myself back in those places and go, wow, I was really feeling shit there and like the world was closing in around me on me. And now I can actually see I survived that and I was okay. In some ways, I was actually better for that experience. So I want you now to do the opposite and celebrate your achievements. Let's find those achievements. Like for me, I dropped out of high school at 16 and I look at where I am today. That's a mega achievement. And there was a lot of resilience built in that period of 20 plus 24 years. But I need to stop every now and again and remind myself of how far I've come from that girl at school that was getting bullied. So I want you to recognize your achievements and I want you to take time to reflect on these. These can look like writing them down. These can be speaking about them to your partner or a friend going, remember that time when this was all happening? And then I got to here. But writing a journal, speaking about them, they will actually put you in a much more positive and abundant mindset. Number 2 is challenge negative thoughts. We all get them, and some of us get them daily. But when you're starting to feel doubt or that you're not inadequately enough equipped to work with a client or do this particular task, I want you to remind yourself again of those past successes. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and we will forever be learning. We will forever be making mistakes. And that's part of the journey. So you're going to experience self-doubt. Let it come in, but be okay with sitting in it and actually going, why am I feeling like this? Why am I so pissed off? Why am I so triggered by this? And once you actually start analyzing yourself, and I've learned to do this very well over the years, I go, you know what? It's not bad. It's just I've been in this place before and it feels really icky. And I need to be okay with that because I know I can come out of it. I know I can thrive after it. But right now, the next 10 minutes, I'm going to feel icky and I'm going to feel mad and sad and frustrated. But then I'm going to pick myself up and go, you know what? Back on the horse. This is just one of those things. And if it's not going to matter in 5 minutes or 5 days or 5 years, it really shouldn't be taking up too much of your space mentally. So I think allowing negative thoughts and sitting in them and then moving forward from them is a good thing, because if we tend to bury them, they keep resurfacing. So allow yourself to sit in the space and ask yourself, why am I feeling like this? Okay, that's what I'm feeling. That's okay. And I can feel that. But I also know there's a path out of it, and I'm going to choose to walk forward with that path right now. Number three is seek support. Our problems are better shared. I don't care what anyone says. The more you share them and talk about them, as hard as that is, with someone trusted, which can be your partner, it could be a colleague, it could be a friend, it could be your parents or a sister or a brother. The more you share them, the more it actually dispels the power to that really bad problem. Because you're taking the power away and you're sharing your problem, and together with other people, you will find a solution. So seeking support is not a sign of weakness. It's saying, hey, I'm struggling and I need help, and other people can collectively give me ideas and be there for me. It's okay for people to be there for you, and then you can be there for them in the future. So go and find someone that you trust. And if you don't want to talk to someone that is family or friends, go and seek out a mentor, a business mentor, or someone, a career mentor, or a life coach, or whatever your thing is. Go and find someone. I actually prefer to have people I pay with my business. And also in my personal life, I occasionally see a psychologist, and I will literally go and brain dump to her everything that's going on in my life and just get it off my chest, because I know by paying, it is a safe space. And that is a professional exchange. So for me, again, that whole control thing that I keep speaking about in my podcast, for me, if I can control the narrative by being in a paid space, that to me is saying ethically, morally, it's just giving me a bit more of comfort knowing that I'm paying them to share my problems with. Now, that's not for everyone, and that's just my method of dealing with it. But I also now have a business mentor. And the other day I got on and said to her, I'm in a really bad space this morning. I've lost two clients in the agency. They were really bad clients and I wasn't aligning with them, but I'm feeling really crap because that's $10,000 a month I'm down. I completely unloaded on my mentor and I was just like, this is it. And she's like, hey, Nikki, but you still bring in 50K a month and you've got a beautiful family and you're like shining the light on women in business. And she just in 20 minutes brought me back up to reality. She's like, it's okay to feel this way, Nikki. And I'm glad you've shared that with me this morning. But in 3 hours, you're going to be totally fine. And in 15 days, you're going to bring in another 20K. And literally this phone call was yesterday, or this Zoom session with my mentor. And this morning I had a brand new client come out of the woodwork, and I've just quoted her 15K for a package monthly. That's not one whole project. That is monthly. She's going to bring it into my business 15K. And that's less than 24 hours later. So by sharing where I was at with my mentor, which ironically the timing was she literally, I was having a private session with her as a client emailed and cancelled their agreement. It really brought me to a much better mental space. So seek support, family, friends, or if you're like me, someone that you pay, that you feel that you can just share with and actually talk it out, because talking, like I said, depowers how bad a spot you're in. Okay, number four, set realistic goals. I mentor a lot of female business owners and they come into me and they're like, I want to earn 100K like X, Y, and Z, my competitor. I'm like, yeah, cool. Okay, do you A, actually think they're earning that much? B, they're just probably really good at bloody marketing and they're okay with lying to everyone. And C, you're you. And they've been in business 20 years and you've been in business 5 minutes. So by setting unrealistic goals, you're setting yourself up for failure. So I'm going to do a whole nother episode on goal setting, but make your goals achievable. I think as females, we set to overachieve. I know I do. I'm totally guilty of this and I'm confessing this right here now, but we don't need to actually do that to be happy. Sometimes we're just programmed. I know I'm programmed for my parents to be an overachiever, to think nothing is ever good enough and to keep trying and building and binging. But when is enough? I don't know. And I've had to learn to adjust my expectations on myself. So by creating realistic goals that we can actually reach, that's a good thing. And when we start reaching them, we feel amazing. So set some goals today after this episode that you know you can achieve in the next maybe 3 to 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. But they're realistic and you have a high chance of reaching them. And then I want you to tell a few people about them, because when we share our goals and other people on the sidelines cheering us on, it actually makes things a lot better. And again, we get confidence. The next one is practice self-compassion. And I touched on it briefly before. We all have bad days, and allow yourself to feel this. You need to treat yourself with kindness and grace. Imagine if a friend came to you and told you about their really bad day. How would you react? What would be the advice you give them? How would you uplift them and make them feel that this is just a moment in time and it will be better tomorrow, the next day, a few days after? Would you tell them, yeah, it's really crap right now. I get that. You're feeling like this and it's terrible and I understand. But you know what? We're going to come out of this and together I'll help you move forward. Tell yourself that. And I've got good at that. And that sounds a bit egoish, but it's not really. It is just counseling yourself, in want of a better word, that you're saying it's okay. I am giving myself compassion. It's shitty when you lose clients. It's really shitty. And it's really shitty when you have a bad day. And that's okay. That's life. There is a movie at the moment on Netflix called Luck. I've watched with my kids twice and it's about bad luck. And then it has the most amazing moral story. So if you have kids or if you don't, oh, actually, I think it's on Apple. Sorry, it's not Netflix, but it's called Luck. Go and look it up. It is an amazing story aimed at children, but as adults, we can take so many lessons out of it too. Number six, focus on your strengths. Right now, after this podcast, go and write down what you do freaking well. What is it that you excel at? What is it that other people come to you for? What are the things that people reach out and say, oh, thank you so much. I'm glad you mentioned that. Thank you so much for helping me with this. What is the three or four things that you contribute to the world that people say you're amazing at? Now, this might be not what you want to be amazing at, right? Because I don't want to be amazing at social media. I actually hate teaching social media, confession time. It bores me, but I'm good at it. And people come to me asking me about it. I didn't want to cut hair. I didn't like cutting hair. I actually hated cutting hair, but I was really good at it. And people would come to me to have their hair cut by me, but I didn't enjoy it. But I still recognize I was good at it. So sometimes what people come to us for, we're not really something we enjoy. But today I want you to actually write down what you're really good at and what people come to you for. And like I said, that's completely different to what you want to do. We are naturally good at some things. They may not be what we want to do. But today I want you to write down what you're naturally good at and what people gravitate towards you and tell you you're good at. That will absolutely give you a confidence boost. Go back and look at testimonials people have written for you, reviews. What are they saying you're good at? The next is a little hocus pocus, but hey, I'm all about trying new things. And visualizing has absolutely helped. Some things come true for me, I honestly believe. So visualizing your success, where do you want to be in a year? Can you see that? Do you believe that you can get there? Because the more you visualize it repeatedly, the more you get closer to it and the more confidence it installs in you. The next one, celebrate small wins. That you need to acknowledge your success and celebrate, even if it's a tiny achievement. This positive reinforcement just helps build up momentum. And you know what? I've been guilty of this. And this is a really shocking story. But last year, about halfway through last year, I had a goal. Probably for the last 10 or 15 years, that by 40, I wanted to be mortgage free. Now, we live in a $2 million house, and you know, that's a massive mortgage. But my husband and I have worked our asses off, even with four children, over the last 10 years. And last year, we became mortgage free. Now, the day that we became mortgage free, you know what we did? Nothing. And the day after that, nothing. And the day after that, nothing, nothing, nothing. We actually never stopped to celebrate being mortgage free. And you know, I always thought that day would come and you pay off your mortgage and there would be friggin' fireworks and everyone would be congratulating you. It would be so exciting. But you know what? Nothing really changed. Absolutely, we have more money in our bank account. Absolutely. We're not paying a big mortgage anymore. And it definitely gave me freedom and the mental space to take on a lot more risk because we have more money now. But from a personal perspective, I'm really annoyed at us for not actually celebrating a huge milestone that I worked so goddamn hard, or together we worked so damn hard to achieve. So I think if there's a lesson in that, when you achieve things, whether they're small or whether they're big, you should celebrate. And we have now celebrated last week our wedding anniversary, paying off a mortgage and a few other things, my birthday. But I really wish the day we paid it, we stopped and celebrated big time, whether it was a dinner, whether it was a glass of wine, whether it was whatever, because that's a mega achievement and we let it pass us by, yet it impacted so many of our decisions for 10 years. So go and celebrate something friggin' amazing. Celebrate it with your friends or celebrate it with your partner. Hey, go and celebrate it yourself by treating yourself to a day spa day. I want you to celebrate the small wins and the big wins. The next is seek feedback. This is the last one I'm going to talk about today. but I want you to actually go and seek feedback. Don't be afraid of testimonials, good and bad. Don't be afraid of reviews. That is how we learn, and that is called a growth mindset. Growth mindsets are vital as a business owner. If you do not have a growth mindset, you will not be in business long, trust me. And there is nothing wrong with not having a growth mindset. Like, I love my husband dearly, but he does not have a growth mindset. I am the one that's saying, can we have a bigger house? We need to redo the kitchen. How about we do some landscaping? Oh, let's go on a holiday. My husband would live in a shack if he didn't have me. He is so content. He doesn't aim to grow in his career. He loves his job right now. He does not have a growth mindset, and that is completely fine. I must be nuts to him, but he loves me all the same. But having a growth mindset in business is essential. Clearly, he doesn't have a business. He obviously owns half of my business because we're married, but he doesn't have a business. But I feel like in business, a growth mindset is incredibly essential. So being open to feedback, actually adjusting how you do things based on that feedback, that is a growth mindset, and that's how we learn. So go, this is your task for today, contact 3 clients that adore you, that love you. And I want you to go and ask them to leave you a Google review. So write a really simple email. Hey, X, Y, Z, I hope you don't mind me reaching out. This is only going to take a few moments in your time, but will mean the absolute world to me. Could you use this link, please, and go onto my business Google account and leave a review for me. Your words will mean an immense amount to me as a small business owner. Signed, your name. Now, if you need to pause it right here and go back and actually write down what I just said there without the error that I did, please do that. That is the simplest way to go and get an email review. Send out an email and get a review to Google. You can then repurpose that review on social media if you so choose and on your website. But if anything, it's going to give you an ego boost and actually give you back some confidence. So don't be afraid to reach out. I make a habit of doing it maybe every 2 months. I will go and pick 3 clients I'm working with, or whether they're mentoring, whether they're PR clients, and I will just send them a beautiful email saying, look, when you have 5 minutes, I don't expect it today, but if you could please leave a Google review for me on this link, I would be so eternally grateful. It means the world to me. Thank you, Nikki. So that's how I'm going to leave today's session. Go and get some reviews. And it doesn't have to be Google, but that's an amazing place because we want other people to see how bloody amazing you are. So I hope this has left you with some ideas to actually improve your confidence. Remember, there is only one you in the world. So let people see it. Be proud of who you are. And more importantly, be so damn proud of the challenges you have overcome. I know I'm proud of you, and I hope you see it too. There is plenty of people around there supporting and cheering for you. So go and get your Google reviews, and please stop feeling less confident because of what others seem to be doing on social media.